KTAR News, Newsmaker.
After being attacked by a felon he was placing in a holding cell on Saturday morning, Maricopa County Sheriff's Deputy Juan Johnny Ruiz was left in a coma over the weekend. Ruiz was removed from life support and passed away yesterday. Joining us now is Sheriff Penzone. First off, Sheriff, how is Deputy Ruiz's family doing? And how about you and the rest of his law enforcement family?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure everybody can imagine his family is suffering. You know, it's a loved one, and although they know he got into a profession that requires facing these dangers, it's still it's an awakening that no one truly expects or is prepared for. As far as our organization, our hearts are heavy, but our spirits will not be broken. We will continue to make sure that we protect his legacy and that we care for his family and that we care for this community. But no, these are difficult times. You can feel it in the air. You can feel the energy when you get around the men and women. It's a very sobering time in a profession where we know it occurs, but it is still, it's devastating.
Sheriff, I know it's very early to second guess the way procedures are done. We know Deputy Ruiz was attacked after he removed the suspect's handcuffs, but you really can't keep people handcuffed 24/7, right?
No, you know, it's hard because you need to deconstruct what occurred to make sure that if there are ways for us to mitigate and reduce the threats to our employees, that they're implemented immediately. But there has to be a reality. And the reality is this. We are in a job where we deal with violent, dangerous people. We make critical decisions that we make independently in circumstances, that we make as an organization. In order to enhance safety, what does it require? It requires money to buy equipment, to buy technology, to fund additional deputies, and you have to have willing participants, people who want to be in law enforcement. So I would love nothing more than to have, you know, two deputies in every car, but that's not reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, Deputy Ruiz made sound decisions. You know, he actually, as he was heading back from when he first took the suspect into custody to the district, he called another deputy to meet him there to help process with him. There were two other deputies in the building at the time handling other duties. Listen, in America, in a free nation, there are certain expectations. We put somebody in a holding cell unless we can truly justify why we're going to keep them restrained in additional methods. We're required to take handcuffs off and put them in that cell. So it's a difficult proposition. But I promise you, as a sheriff, everything that I can do within my powers to enhance safety for my employees, I'm going to continue to do because they are the first priority.
And you're not just a sheriff. I mean, you've been in that position before as a police officer and a police sergeant where you have taken somebody into custody and then transferred them into, you know, booking and into a cell. So you have been in that situation before.
No, absolutely. You know, in my previous organization, I would believe there were 21 officers killed in the line of duty in my tenure there. You make decisions, and you make decisions that are other factors. You know, you think that if you're pulling a deputy or an officer off the street to help you with something, that's one less deputy or officer that can respond to the needs of a community member.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you don't, there's no, listen, it doesn't come with a neon sign that says this guy is going to be the one that turns on you. It's instinctive, it's training, it's a lot of different factors. But at the end of the day, it is a human responsibility that comes with a high level of danger. But we have to find ways to support, to protect, and to understand the challenges that law enforcement faces. This is the perfect example, and I don't want to, you know, go into this space, but when you hear these arguments of defunding the police, every dollar is a tangible item. Every dollar is a deputy. Every dollar is a piece of equipment. So we have to understand the cost incurred to keep a community safe and keep the men and women in uniform safe.
You know, Sheriff Penzone, I wanted to ask you about that because you were understandably angry when you addressed the attack over the weekend as the manhunt for the man accused of killing Deputy Ruiz, as that manhunt was ongoing. But I noticed you also brought up anti-law enforcement rhetoric, Sheriff, and I wanted to take a second to assure you and others in law enforcement that the vast majority of people out here, we support the men and women protecting us. So do you feel like the deaths of deputies lends itself more to the thinking of most of us out here that, yes, each of these lives is precious, and these people, the vast majority of them, are just trying to do the right thing?
No, listen, I reinforce the men and women frequently because I have to, that the majority of the folks appreciate what they do. And we call it the silent majority for a reason, because until they're angered, most folks remain silent, even though they're supportive. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But understand this. In that moment, my organization needs to hear from the head of the organization passion and anger, because you have two choices. One of the choices is you get angry and use it as positive energy to get the job done, or the other choice is you get broken because you saw the loss of a family member. So there are certain things that need to be said in certain moments, in my opinion, to stoke the fire to get the job done.
Yeah.
And to let the men and women know that their sheriff stands with them, not behind them, but with them in that moment. So, yes, maybe some of the things I said were offensive to some, or whatever it may be, and I won't apologize for it because I spoke from my heart and I spoke the truth, and I believe in the men and women in uniform who do this job.
Yeah, well,
and I know that the majority of the folks in the community do also.
Yeah, and I was just going to say that what you said was not offensive to the vast majority of people out there. Sheriff, finally, I wanted to mention this. There were shots fired at Deputy Ruiz's vigil yesterday in Avondale. Do you have any more information on that? We're to understand they were unrelated, but to me, that drove home the need for good men like Deputy Ruiz.
Absolutely. So my understanding is there's a commercial business nearby where there was an unrelated crime that occurred, and there was an exchange of gunfire, close proximity. But, you know, all you have to do is just ask yourself, what is most precious to you? It is your loved ones. It is your children. Just like what was most precious to Johnny Ruiz's mom was him. And in order to keep a community safe, we need to know that there is a next generation of law enforcement who will wear the badge and the star and put on the gun and go to work knowing these dangers exist and knowing that the community believes in why they do what they do and believes in them. So it's real. We live in a violent world, and it requires people who are willing to take that on head, you know, just without question, without second guessing, to make it safer for others. And that's what Deputy Ruiz committed his life to, lost his life for, and then donated his organs to save the lives of others. I don't know how else you describe a hero.